Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Digital Talk Radio, Chuck Wilder here. I've got Swade at the network, and we're live across America and around the world at crntalk.com. Today's lineup, Judd Garrett with his latest Democrat or Dangerous. Wait until you hear this one. Another excellent report from Judd. And in the second hour, it's Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American. And let me check out his latest here. Yes, are you ready? LGBT leftists want to cancel conservative actor. Why? Because he attends church. Wow. All right. I'll tell you, you just never know, do you? Well, this right here almost sounds like fake news, and unfortunately, it isn't. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas' newly conceived Disinformation Governance Board, chaired by disinformation expert from the Woodrow Wilson Center, is something normally seen in dictatorships. Those words from Representative Tulsi Gabbard, talking on Fox News. Gabbard, Democrat from Hawaii, said the board amounts to a department of propaganda from a government that appears fearful of its own citizens' free thoughts. This is the kind of thing you see in dictatorships, this ministry of truth, she said. The reason why you see this in dictatorships is because they're afraid of us. They're afraid of the people. They're afraid that we might actually think for ourselves. The current U.S. Army Reservist further predicted the board will use taxpayer funds to push out its messaging and propaganda narratives through the media and advertisements, while also silence dissent of the approved talking points by intimidating those who disagree. This main positive development out of this news, Gabbard said, is that the administration is finally formalizing behavior they've already been supportive of, and that other forces have been doing to squash dissent. They're revealing exactly who they are and why they do it and why they try to accomplish it, she said. And it allows us, the American people, to stand up and say, hey, you know what? We're not going to let you get away with this crap. We will take a stand. We will reject it, and we will throw out of office those who are continuing to push and propagate this undemocratic, anti-free speech mission. Gabbard, by the way, who served in Congress as a Democrat from 2013 to 2021, was later asked if she would ever consider changing parties, given her dissent at times from current Democratic orthodoxy, as well as whether another presidential campaign is in the offing. Quote, neither of these things that I'm giving any thought to, she replied. I'm very focused on doing all that I can, as many Americans are across the country, and recognizing the crisis of this moment. The challenges that we face and how critical is that whether we're a Democrat, an Independent, or a Republican, that we stand together and fight for our freedom to support and uphold and defend our Constitution and Bill of Rights. And I'm going to tell you, if you've had your head in the sand and you don't know what's happened in the last couple of days, you can kiss the United States Constitution goodbye. Unbelievable. Well, the FCC Commissioner, Brendan Carr, rejected calls from a leftist think tank to intervene in Elon Musk's purchase of Twitter, calling the action organization concerns frivolous. The leftist-run Open Markets Institute related a press release calling on the FCC, FTC, DOJ to block the Twitter purchase in the name of neutrality, and said that Musk's takeover poses a number of immediate and direct threats to American democracy and free speech. My goodness. The Open Markets Institute did not attempt to explain its doublespeak claim that Musk, who has promised to restore free speech to Twitter after years of leftist-led censorship, represents a threat to free speech. Congressional Republicans plan to open up five avenues of investigation now into Hunter Biden and his infamous laptop. Oh, and speaking of Hunter Biden and this new, what would you call it, Gestapo, to cut down any conservative opinions? Yeah, well, the lady that's leading it, kind of a nuts job, she is also the one that claimed there is no such thing as a Hunter Biden laptop. This is the lady that's going to be in charge of making sure there's not any disinformation. So anyway, the minority members of the House Committee on Oversight and Reform are laying the groundwork for a probe that will get underway if the GOP gains subpoena power by wrestling control from Democrats in November elections, as many political experts expect. Topping the list are the first son's controversial overseas business dealings, some of which involve the state-controlled Bank of China and other companies tied to the Chinese government, and their potential impact on national security. The Republicans also want to know if President Biden stood to make any financial gain or had a role in his son's business affairs, as is alleged by former Hunter Biden's business associate, Tony Bobulinski, October 2020. Bobulinski confirmed speculation that the elder Biden was the big guy, quote, for whom 10% of the potential profits from a joint venture with CEFC China Energy Conglomerate would be held by his son, and also said the future president was plainly familiar, at least at high level, about the Biden family's plans with the Chinese. Other fields of inquiry would include Hunter Biden's earnings when his father was a senator and vice president, during which time he was paid as much as $83,000 a month. Not a misprint. Hunter Biden paid $83,000 a month to sit on the board of the Ukrainian National Gas Company. Don't you kind of wonder, oh, of course there's no connection with all the money flowing over there to Ukraine. No, no way at all. This is just natural business as usual. $83,000 a month. And yet, Elon is still the richest guy, right? Anyway, and then, of course, his controversial new career as a painter, whose works were offered for sale last year at prices as high as $500,000 each, also raising concerns about possible influence peddling. Five issues that the Republicans in the House Committee want to investigate, okay? Hunter Biden's suspicious business dealings with foreign nationals and effects on the U.S. national security interests. Joe Biden's potential financial gain from the role in facilitating Hunter Biden's operations. Hunter Biden profiting during Joe Biden's time as senator and vice president. Hunter Biden's finally newfound career as an artist. And then big tech censorship. Okay, 2020 in October, New York Post talking about, in addition, the committee plans to explore the punishment imposed by Twitter and Facebook against the Post for publishing a series of articles based on Hunter Biden's emails in October 2020, which incoming Twitter owner Elon Musk on last Monday called obviously incredibly inappropriate. Committee member Jim Jordan, Republican from Ohio, said he's also very concerned about the open letter signed by 51 former U.S. intelligence officials who said the release of the emails had all, quote, classic remarks of a Russian information operation. Wow, do you think this Russia collusion got on the wrong side there? Do you think it accidentally slipped into the Democrats, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden? Boy, oh boy. Well, here's an interesting subject, listener. Yes, sir. Locations in the United States that you should avoid at all cost if a nuclear war with Russia erupts. Yep. Vladimir Putin threatening to use nukes again. Russia ultimately decides to conduct a surprise first strike. Are you living near a location that's likely to get nuked? Many people assume that the vast majority of the U.S. population would immediately die if a nuclear war erupts, but that isn't true. It has been estimated that only about 20% of the U.S. population would be wiped out right away. More would die later on, you know, from radiation exposure. But the vast majority of the population would actually die from starvation. during the subsequent weeks and months due to the nuclear winter that would stretch on for, they say, at least a couple of years. So if a nuclear war does happen, you will need enough food for yourself, your family, and everyone that will be depending upon you for as long as you plan to stay alive. You might want to vote on that. In recent weeks, our politicians and experts on the cable news channels have been assuring us over and over again that the risk of nuclear war is very low, that Vladimir Putin is bluffing when he threatens to use nuclear weapons. Well, he wasn't exactly bluffing about saying that he was going to invade the Ukraine, was he? Think about that. Considering his track record, it is possible that we should take Putin's threats deadly seriously and just publicly threaten to use nuclear weapons against anyone that interferes in the war in the Ukraine. Now, if the Russians ultimately determine that a direct military conflict within the United States is inevitable, they may decide that it's best to hit them, or to hit us, I'm sorry, before we hit them. And when that day arrives, here are some places that you want to be as far away from as possibly. At the top of that list would be all military facilities where nuclear weapons are located. Naval Base Kitsap, Washington. Malstrone Air Force Base, Montana. Nellis Air Force Base, Nevada. Warren Air Force Base, Colorado and Wyoming. Minot Air Force Base in North Dakota. Pantex Plant in Texas. Whitman Air Force Base, that's in Missouri. Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana. Naval Submarine Base in Georgia. In addition, there are approximately 400 active nuclear missile silos that are spread across the five states. My comment, this is just food for thought, okay? Well, actually, in this case, it may be the lack of food. All right. A bizarre and growing series of fires, explosions, major accidents at American food processing plants cause some wonder if there's something nefarious going on or if these are incidents that just the mother of all, you know, coincidences. April 22nd broadcast, Fox News host Tucker Carlson remarked on the odd series of food processing plant disasters that have befallen facilities all across the nation and noted the oddity that two of these plants were hit by falling airplanes in the same week. Plane apparently crashed at the General Mills plant, Covington, Georgia. Six tractor trailers reportedly on fire. This is the second time, by the way, in a week that something like this happened. April 14th, a plane crashed into the Jim State processing plant, East Idaho. And what's going on here, Tucker asked. Well, the story gets weirder. Food processing plants all over the country seem to be catching fire. Now, Tucker invited Seattle radio host Jason Rance on the broadcast. Rance noted that usually when you hear of a business catching fire, you read it off merely accidents happen. But he went on saying, when you've got well over a dozen food processing plants and warehouses getting destroyed or seriously damaged over the last few weeks, at a time when the food supply is already vulnerable, it is obviously suspicious, and it could lead to serious food shortages. Well, a reminder, when next we meet, Frosty Wildry's going to be here. You ready for this title? Who is John Galt? Why, it's Elon Musk of the 21st century. And also Frank Sabato with all of his latest updates. Coming up next, the one and only Mr. Judd Garrett.
Hi, Hi, everybody. Michael Horn from CRNDigitalTalk.com. You know, we provide you with the best in talk radio. 8 channels of talk radio, from radio on the left to radio on the right. Sports talk, business talk, religious talk, Spanish talk, you name it, we've got talk radio for you. All at CRNTalk.com. Well, now we bring you video as well as audio. That's right. Watch your favorite shows like the Fred Dreyer program, What's Cooking Today, What's Cooking on Wine, The Lounge, Richard Nixon Live, and so many other shows on video right at our website, crntalk.com. You can also watch us on Roku. Just search CRN Talk and you can watch us on any Roku TV anywhere in the world. Also on Facebook Live. Just go to facebook.com/CRN Talk. Roku, search CRN Talk, facebook.com/CRN Talk. Check us out on Tiki Live and at CRN Talk too. Video for you talk fans, all from CRN Talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ahmad Nuristani, an internal medicine physician who's been taking care of thousands of patients in intensive care unit. A little over 2 years ago, I was introduced to a product called Balance 7. I was amazed how quickly it helped my patients. The results have been wonderful. I now recommend Balance 7 to all my patients. Order Balance 7 so you can experience great results for yourself. Go to balance7.com and improve your quality of life.
Get your body back in balance with Balance7.com. I use Balance 7 and my energy level has gone up. My arthritis and joint discomfort has gone down. And my acid and digestion, no longer a problem. Get back in balance with Balance7.com. Order today at support@Balance7.com. That's support@Balance7.com. Or call Balance7.com at 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit ka'anapaliresort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I-Resort.com.
Everybody's talking at me. Chuck Wilder, CRN, time once again for my excellent guest, Mr. Judd Garrett, who after 6 years as a professional football player, including with the 1993 Super Bowl champion Dallas Cowboys, he then began a 12-year coaching career with the Saints, the Dolphins, Rams, Cowboys, served another 12 years as a personal executive with the Cowboys. And Judd has written 2 screenplays, frequent contributor on the topics of sports and politics to Real Clear Politics, and No Wind is his first published novel. He's married, he's the father of 6 children, and he's right here, right now. Hey, Judd, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Well, you know, there's just nothing going on, is there? I'm telling you, it's like raining politics. My goodness. And have you ever seen anybody getting such a huff about one guy buying the Twitter, Elon Musk? I mean, boy, are they worried. And now we're coming out with the Department of Disinformation, where the Homeland Security, didn't that happen because of 9/11? The Homeland Security Commission was developed. My goodness.
Yeah, they put it in because of 9/11 to protect the American people. And what happens with all these government programs, you start it up and you think the initial program is to do good for the American people, and it just metastasizes and gets bigger and more intrusive, and now they're gonna use it against the American people. And with this whole Department of Misinformation or whatever they're calling it, it's going to be the same thing. The you know, I don't believe their intent is you know, is pure, but even if it was, once it gets set in place, it's going to be used against the American people for political purposes.
Number one, it goes against the First Amendment, freedom of speech.
Exactly.
Do you think
question about it. It's a direct violation of the – I don't think it's going to – I think there's going to be lawsuits, and it's going to go up to the Supreme Court, and it's not going to be allowed to be put in place because it is a direct violation of the First Amendment.
Yeah, yeah. But it has. If it goes to the Supreme Court, just cross your fingers because, you know, they're trying to mess around with that too. I'm telling you, it makes the Democrats sort of sound because, I mean, you know, you are a tough ex-football player, okay, tough coach, all that. Do you think they're turning into sissies, that they just can't take any competition when it comes to telling the truth or even telling lies? I mean, you know, it's not like they don't tell lies all the time.
Oh yeah, they're the biggest purveyors of misinformation there is. I mean, the list of them from the Russian collusion hoax to the Hunter Biden laptop story, you know, to just down the line, they lie and lie and lie all the time. So the fact that they're pretending to take the high ground on the truth is just disingenuous in and of itself.
Yeah. And the lady that's going to be in charge, a little crazy. I don't know if you've seen her sing or not, her little, you know, what it's all about, but it's kind of crazy. You know, and she's the one that adamantly, you know, declared that there's no such thing as a Hunter Biden laptop. You know, that's misinformation. So there's an indication, listener, no matter what party you're in or even if you're not in a party, that we're in a heap of trouble because look who they picked to do it, you know. It is amazing,
but I would say no matter who they picked, and even if it was somebody on the right who they picked, I would
absolutely
be against it because you can't have one person saying this is truth and that's not truth because everybody carries their own biases. That's why you need to give everybody a voice.
And, you know, it wasn't too long ago whenever the Homeland Security was even, probably under the directions of somebody, talking about the most essential threat in the United States was white conservative men. I mean, I don't know how, has it ever been this bad in the United States, you think? I mean, with all the stuff they're trying to do right now, I mean, maybe at the very beginning, but, you know, when we were fighting for our liberty, but wow, this is getting out of control.
Yeah, I mean, it's so polarized, and both sides have gone to pretty well. I'd say the left has gone way more extreme than the right, and the left has become so extreme that even middle of the road rightists or conservatives appear extreme to them. You know,
we'll get in a little deeper with that with Judd Garrett. Got to take a break. He says censorship has nothing to do with protecting American citizens from so-called dangerous speech. Yeah, it's according who's speaking if it's going to be labeled dangerous, I guess. So you know that this program is very dangerous, so put on your life preserver. Judd Garrett's coming up in just a moment. More with him. His website, objectivityistheobjective.com.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Chris Pine and Thandie Newton play CIA agents and former lovers who are haunted by a disastrous airplane hijacking and meet again years later to unravel its mysteries in All the Old Knives, now streaming on Amazon Prime.
I was living the dream. Then Flight 127 happened.
The hijackers had help from inside our station.
Someone in our station betrayed us.
The star power of the two magnetic leads, plus Lawrence Fishburne and Jonathan Pryce as top members of their Vienna CIA posting, make this murky mystery mostly watchable, despite its jarring back and forth between shocking developments in the present day and in years long past. It's rated R for graphic sexuality, partial nudity, and nightmarish violence, with an ending that's surprising in the level of its cruelty and betrayal. 2.5 stars for All the Old Knives, which could use some sharp happening in terms of perspective.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Everybody's talking at me. Chuck Wilder, CRN, with my guest Judd Garrett, author of No Wind. Don't forget the website, objectivityistheobjective.com. Talking about democratic or dangerous, you know, to give, if, in case you've been sleeping or you're not agreeing with most of this stuff, there was just recently a perfect example of what Greg describes as silencing their opponents. And the perfect example is a guy named Frank James. Let's touch on that just for a moment.
Yeah, the Democrats tell us that, you know, they're censoring posts on social media to protect the American people. And then a guy named Frank James shoots up the New York City subway, you know, injuring 12 people. And then you look on a social media account, and it was filled with racist, you know, violent posts about killing people, killing white people. And none of those posts were taken down, and none of that information was sent to the FBI or the New York City police to prevent this guy from doing it. So they don't care about using the censorship to protect the American people. Because this is a perfect example. He should have been shut down a long time ago. He wasn't. They're only concerned about taking down posts that criticize the president or criticize the Democrat Party.
I probably have mentioned this to you before, Judd, but, you know, the reason they gave when Twitter, before Musk's period, got banned, the reason he was taken down was because he mentioned two words, voter fraud. And they said, you have been whatever the word they'll use for you there, you know, but you're out of here because there is no such thing as voter fraud. Misinformation. That gives you an indication right there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're not allowed to say voter fraud about the 2020 election,
right.
But Stacey Abrams is allowed to say it in the 2018 Georgia governor's election. They're allowed to say it in the 2016 election, the 2004 election, the 2000 presidential election. So they're allowed to say voter fraud when their candidate loses, but when our candidate loses and we make the same claim, we're inciting violence.
Yeah. I got to tell you something, listener. I am only just barely getting, you know, into page one here. I mean, I'm almost through with it. But this is such an excellent report. And I always tell you, all of yours are. But this is, if you want some good information, you got to read this whole thing. Objectivity is the objective.com. All right. And it's entitled Democratic or Dangerous. Now, you say the Media Research Center found that big tech companies, including Twitter and Facebook, have censored criticism of Joe Biden, and that was 646 times from the start of the 2020 presidential election cycle, and it's still going on now. 646 times. Wow.
And again, that's another example, and that's come from the Media Research Center. But again, are these dangerous posts and tweets that are being censored, or just legitimate criticisms of Joe Biden? And the vast majority of them are just criticisms of Joe Biden. People
yeah.
voicing their opinion the yeah. way you're supposed to do in a democracy.
I don't like the guy. Yeah, you say, I don't like this president. That's censored, you know? Any little thing.
But they didn't do that for Trump. I mean,
no.
you were allowed to say whatever you wanted about Trump. You were allowed to threaten his life. I mean, there were Madonna and different celebrities said they wanted to blow up the White House and cut off, you know, President Trump's head, and that was all fine. That was all good.
Mm-hmm.
But you criticize Joe Biden, and you're taken down off of Facebook and Twitter.
And their excuse, as you state in this article, Democrats will always claim that they're taking away American freedom and rights, and it's for our own benefit. My goodness. I've told you, I mean, even on my show, you know, just putting down the title of what people are going to talk about, automatically, you know, that's against our standards, you know, and blah, 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 yeah.
But everything they do is about benefiting themselves. They tell you,
mm-hmm.
oh, we're trying to help the American people, whether it's welfare, whether it's raising taxes, deficit spending, government-run health care, Social Security, even the public school system. This is all about helping the American people, but every one of those programs, the people that are helped the most from it are the entrenched Democrats in Washington, D.C.
And thank God, Judd, they're getting in there and censoring those people that are complaining about what's going on in our schools. You know, let those little children grow up and decide what they want to believe in. Of course, we'll give them the choices. Yes, right. Man, I'll tell you.
Yeah, but that's what they're all about. And again, you know, this is another post, but you know, in the school systems, in the public school systems, they used to try to teach you how to think. Now they're teaching you what to think, and that's called indoctrinating the kids. And that's why so many parents are so upset about what's going on in our public school systems. And this is it's an offset of what's going on at Twitter. And all that is that they want to control the information. They want to control your speech. They want to control what your kids learn, because all of that favors the Democrat Party.
So if this thing got into top speed, I would assume the first one they would take control of would be this company called Twitter. Yeah. It would have been last on their list probably before, you know, the change in ownership. Man, I'll tell you.
And that's the strange thing is that, you know, Elon Musk is not a hard right winger.
No.
Elon Musk, more of a libertarian. In fact, he kind of sides with the left more than he sides with the right. But the fact that it's not going to be so lopsided against the right, the people on the left are just going crazy over this.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, there's, by the way, a Texas cowboy out there in Texas, your part of the country, that's offering him, I think it's 100 acres, free acres, if he'll move Twitter out of San Francisco to Texas. That's pretty good. He won't even have to spend money to get all that acreage, you know, because I'm sure he's running a little short right now. I wish we were in that situation, don't you? Yeah, really.
Well, it's a better business environment here than it is in California as far as taxes, regulations, and all that. So I think he's already moved. He's already moved, you know, Tesla down here. So it would only make sense if he did that.
That makes sense. Yeah, very good. You know, you really hit it on the nail as usual. In the beginning of this paragraph in Judd Garrett's latest, are we really that fragile that we need someone, overlord, protecting us from other people's words? Is that what we've become? Little sissies, babies, don't know what we should be thinking?
I mean, think about it in our own life. I mean, you know, there are things that people have said to me, have said to family members that I didn't like, that I didn't approve of, but I never acted like I was wounded. I never acted like they hurt me. I mean, they're words. You hear them, and then you get through them. I mean, they're acting as if like words are bullets that are actually physically injuring people, and it's such a wrong way of looking at it.
Yeah. You know, it just came to mind, of course, only half of my mind. Remember there was a song entitled Words that just almost described exactly what you just got through saying. I can't remember who did it, but it was one of those 60s or 70s, I guess. And you say in world history we have our biggest censors. So figure now that here the greatest country in the world, the most powerful country, till further notice, United States of America, are now going to rip up the Constitution, apparently, right? The biggest censors. Let's let you, the listener, think, could you think that Joe Biden, or let's say if Obama's in charge, or even if Kamala has any word in this, could turn out to be worse than Stalin, Hitler? You got a whole list here, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, the people who censored the most were typically the most evil people in world history. And you know, in the 20th century, you had Stalin, Hitler, Mao, Castro. I mean, those are some of the most evil people in the 20th century, and they were, you know, very big censors of their people. North Korea, China, Vietnam, Saudi Arabia, Iran, Cuba, Russia. Again, those are all censorship states, and they're extremely repressive countries to their citizens. So I'm not sitting here saying that Joe Biden's going to turn into Stalin, but it's a step in that direction that we don't really want to go down.
Yeah, and your words are that those who call for more censorship are aligning themselves with these evil entities.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, that was Hitler, Mao, Stalin's mindset, is that I cannot listen to anybody criticizing me. I cannot allow anybody to have a different opinion than myself. And this is what the Democrat Party has gotten into. They can only tolerate opinions that they agree with. And it's really a dangerous mindset that they've gotten themselves into.
I find this very curious that all of this came about a day or so, maybe one day later, whenever ex-President Obama went out and made his big speech at the university, you know, about how we need to control what's being said in America, you know, and it's like it's this is just step one was his speech, step two is this. Step three is when the National Guard has to start helping Homeland Security. That may, you know, come about too. Tell them.
Yeah,
about,
man, go ahead. You know, you're absolutely right. I mean, I think Obama's speech spurred this whole thing, but I believe Obama has a big say in everything that's going on. He's pulling the strings behind the scenes, and we all know from his books that he is a Marxist sympathizer, and censorship is at the heart of Marxism.
Yeah, and capitalism, socialism, you got to throw that in there. It's funny how capitalism sometimes sounds like the bad word, you know, and socialism, like, yeah, well, let's go to the social. Yes, okay. But anyway, leave it to me. I'd get them backwards many times. Just my fault. I like the way you say it's up to each and every individual to take in as much information from as many points of view as possible and process that information in order to arrive at their beliefs. And there is a reason, Judd Garrett says, why we have two eyes. Very interesting. Tell them that reason.
Yeah, I mean, we have two eyes. You know, if you look at an object only from one eye, you lose all depth perception. It becomes a two-dimensional object. You have two eyes, and each eye, your right eye and your left eye, takes literally a different picture of the object, and your brain melds that together, and it creates the three-dimensional picture that we see. And, you know, it's done subconsciously for us. Our brain does it, you know, without us knowing it, but that's why we have two eyes, to give the proper depth. So that's why we need to look at issues from as many different perspectives and angles as possible, so we can get the proper depth perception on the issue that we're looking at. If you only look at it from one point of view, it's only going to be a two-dimensional, very, very, very narrow-minded point of view that you're going to see it with.
And I'll tell you something, listener. Perfect example you give. See if you agree with this one, all right? Everything he's talking about, whenever he says, you know, strictly one point of view, Tony Fauci. Perfect example, Judd, and you got it right here.
Yeah, I mean, he viewed the pandemic from one point of view.
Right.
Ending the pandemic. So in his mind, we're going to close the schools, we're going to lock everybody down, we're going to shut down businesses, we're going to close churches, we're going to mask everybody up. That was his mindset. We got to stop the pandemic, so we're going to do whatever we can to do it. He didn't take into account other points of view saying, hey, there's a psychological issue locking people down in their homes for all this time. There's a financial issue shutting down all the businesses. So he didn't care about all the other damage. All he cared about was stopping the pandemic. And in the end, when we look at it, it would have been better if we had done nothing, because his narrow, single-minded point of view caused more damage than it did save people.
And I'll tell you, you know, many guests on this radio program that were talking about COVID and things like that, and a lot of censorship went on with it, a lot of havoc, saying, oh, that's not true, that can't be true, you know. There was so much censorship going on with COVID that I don't think we'll ever find out how much we didn't really know that we should have known. And that's the thing, you know, we're all in the same boat. It's not like if you're a Democrat, Republican, or independent, that you're protected from a so-called terrible disease that's floating all over the world. It was like they can't handle the truth, right? Who was that, John Wayne? No, it wasn't either. It was the guy
Tom
from...
Jack Nicholson.
From Guantanamo. Yes, there you go. I think that's where he was stationed, in Guantanamo, and he got in trouble or something. But they can't handle the truth. That might be another title coming up with Judd Garrett in the near future. You never can tell. We have to take a break. Hey, be sure to check out his novel, No Wind, okay? That's his first published novel. It's available at Amazon.com. And I'll just tell you that you can come back to your memorable places, but you can never go back to the time that made those places memorable. Those are words from Judd Garrett. I think that's from the book, No Wind. Yes, available all over the place. We're going to be right back.
Hi, this is Fred Dwyer talking about my favorite Italian restaurant, Angelo's and Vinci's at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in downtown Fullerton. A fantastic place to eat. Come inside and dine in our Italian town square, complete with a 10-foot Christmas tree. That's right, 10 feet. Enjoy our food made from secret family recipes. Pasta, chicken, seafood, salads, and our delicious pizza. Incredible desserts, including my favorite, the tiramisu, flown directly in from Italy. Feel the spirit at Angelo and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022 or visit angelosandvincis.com. That's angelosandvincis.com.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Keep listening for a free offer from US Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of sticking your fingers over and over again. By simply wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of sticking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar daily and administering insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. We'll send you a free ebook telling you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. Your new CGM may be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call now to learn more.
800-524-9313. 800-524-9313. That's 800-524-9313.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN, Chuck Wilder here with Judd Garrett, author of No Wind, and once again, his website, objectivityistheobjective.com, discussing his latest, Democratic or Dangerous. You know, people get really patient. I don't know how it's going to work in the United States, but a lot of people, countries, and my understanding is, you know, they take it very, very slow. And when you look at it, Judd, how long they've been indoctrinating our children in colleges, and then it got into, you know, now it's all the way into grade school and kindergarten. They've been waiting a long time, and it sort of seems like this might be their chance, see? And if they start censoring everything that everybody says, boy, that is something else. And in your article, you talk about the push for censorship and like the children, whenever, you know, the critical race theory. We found out about that because, you know, women and, you know, and men went to the school board meetings and started complaining, you know, and they, at that time, they couldn't censor all that stuff. They sure tried it, though. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's going on in our schools. I mean, they're teaching critical race theory. They're teaching radical gender theory. And this isn't to, like, high school kids who are 16, yeah, 17 years old. This is to 5-, 6-, and 7-year-olds, you know, and they're being indoctrinated. And it's you know, as I put in the article, it's so ironic they call it critical race theory. You know, and critical theory is about teaching critical thinking to kids, but they're not teaching critical thinking. They're teaching these kids to blindly accept the narrative that they're putting forth. And it's so very dangerous. you know, to our kids. We need our kids to start thinking for themselves, to processing things, you know, the right way, and not just blindly accepting what their teacher tells them. And it's going to be so damaging to the people. It's going to be so damaging to our country if we continue to allow this to go on.
Yeah. The children, you know, the future leaders of this world, you know, down the path sooner or later. And I really love what you say about that. We've got to be very skeptic of information that we receive. And you said we must always question any assertion that any person makes, from the guy sitting at the corner of the bar all the way up to the President of the United States. And I didn't hear any speed bumps in between that, Judd.
Yeah, I mean, I brought up the example, my 3-year-old son, you know, mm-hmm. he'll ask me a question, I'll answer it, and his response will be why, and I'll answer that, and he'll say why, and to me, it gets a little bit annoying, but it's really the right way to be. When someone makes some statement, you got to ask the question why, basically prove it, tell me that what you're saying is true, back it up with information, back it up with facts, and that's the way we have to be. Any assertion that we make, whether it's you know, from the right or from the left, we have to ask the question why. Why is this? Give us evidence. Give us proof. Give us facts. And that's the only way that we're going to be able to learn and become properly educated.
Yeah. Don't accept one opinion, you say, and shut up, because that doesn't make any sense. Wow. You know, it's boy, this is one of the big wake-up times in America. You know, you got to pay attention to what's going on. And whenever they start wanting to take away your freedom of speech and possibly the Constitution of the United States, you know we're in a heap of trouble. Judd, I appreciate each and every Friday that you give me. And it's good to come on Fridays because it gives the listener a chance to think about it all weekend long, huh?
Great.
Yes. All right. Catch you later. Judd.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Judd's blog, once again, objectivityistheobjective.com. Excellent articles all the time. Well, the Duke is coming up next.
Are you tired of your favorite talk show sound?
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Digital Talk Radio, Chuck Wilder here, Swade at the network. We're almost live. No, we are live across America and around the world, unless it's a repeat show, at crntalk.com. And without further ado, let me tell you about my guest, Mr. Selwyn Duke. How do you spell that? T-H-A-T? Nope. D-U-K-E. Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American. Also contributed to college textbooks published by Gale Sinage Learning. And you may have seen Duke because he's on TV many times. Frequent guest on radio. His website, selwynduke.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the Duke. You won't dance with me? No. You won't dance with me? No. You won't? Boy, 4 times I got turned down, Selwyn. They said that.
Oh, my.
Yeah, no slow dancing with you, Chuck. I said, all right. Gee, my goodness. Just want you to know I don't want you to fall down. That's why I hold you so tight. Oh, well. How you doing, sir?
Oh, not bad, Chuck. Not bad. Don't worry, Chuck. I'll dance with you. We'll just keep our distance, but I'll dance with you. No, I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing okay. But your latest article, doesn't surprise me, but if you would have actually had this title, I wouldn't want to say 4 or 5 years ago, they would say, what? That's got to be a misprint. Let me give you the title, ladies and gentlemen. LGBT leftists want to cancel a conservative actor. And the reason is because he attends church. What are we coming to? Did you make up that title by any chance there, Selwyn?
Well, I did originate the title, but the title does reflect reality, unfortunately. The only thing I'll say is that I'm probably using the term conservative here, as in conservative actor, a little bit loosely. I don't know how conservative he is, but he does seem to be on the conservative side. But anyway,
when I was doing voiceover schools and stuff like that, there were very few. There were a lot of people in Hollywood, you know, but very few conservative actors, and there are a lot of them that hide it. You know what I'm saying? It is possible you are 100% correct. So go ahead.
Yeah. No, I looked a little bit into his history. This is Chris Pratt. And by the way, prior to reading this story, I did not know who he was because I'm not really that tuned into modern entertainment. But anyway, we've heard of people being canceled in recent years. But as we go further down the woke rabbit hole, Chuck, what happens is that the threshold for being canceled drops lower and lower. And it could bring to mind that saying, I'm not sure who originated it, there's no one as illiberal as a liberal. Now, I heard that from Bob Grant many decades ago. Do you remember Bob Grant, Chuck?
Yeah.
Talk show host?
Good guy. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
He was big here in the Northeast.
Yeah,
he was the king of talk radio here in the Northeast for a while, decades ago. But that's where I heard it from him. There's no one as illiberal as a liberal. And this saying could come to mind when we see what's going on here with this Chris Pratt. And what happened is that some activists want Marvel Studios to cancel him. He's in a Marvel Studios movie that's going to be coming out shortly. Now, what's the issue here? Well, what this has to do with is views on homosexuality, but not Pratt's own views, believe it or not, because as far as we know, he's never publicly expressed views on sexuality, period. He doesn't really want to render opinion on political or social issues, it seems, because he doesn't want to damage his brand. The issue here, Chuck, is that he attends a church that supposedly its pastor once told the New York Times patterned itself after a different church that has major figures who have expressed disapproval of homosexual behavior. This is according to Deseret News. So we can put this differently to illustrate how ridiculous it is and say Pratt knows a church that knew a church that the sexual devolutionaries wish was unknown. That's why they want this fellow canceled.
They're stretching, I'll tell you. Now, go ahead.
Yeah, that's if Deseret News is correct. Now, NBC, I do have to say this just to be clear, it claims that Pratt attends that other institution that this church that he really does attend patterned itself after, but that's Hillsong Church in Australia, the one that really is being demonized here. But we have to also point out that NBC is not exactly known for reportage rectitude. And you can just ask George Zimmerman about that, if you know what I mean. They doctored his 911 call years ago for the purposes of demonizing him.
What color was
he? But anyway.
Yeah, black.
He was the wrong color for NBC News, that's for sure.
Yeah, right. So they got all the ones they mentioned. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. As I put it in my article, so what is the message here? Well, it's really clear, and it should be scary for everyone, and it is this. Even a tangential association with an institution that espouses Judeo-Christian tenets that, let's understand, have been held for thousands of years, and which are dogma, Chuck, in many churches today, like the Catholic Church, and also these views, they reflect the beliefs of billions of people worldwide, well, that alone is supposed to disqualify you from success from polite society. This is according to the wokesters. I mean, that's what this boils down to at this point. Now, we know
and
that
one
the
second,
liberals,
you know, and you have to look at overall, they're complaining about a guy who makes movies that just follows the script no matter what it is, right? Don't they worry
about
sometimes some of the things they – I mean, it seems like they would protest because in the movie you said you hated a homosexual or whatever. And said, well, that was the script, right? But it's like what in the – yeah, okay. Maybe I'm not making too much sense on that, but it's like if you're an actor, you know, you shouldn't take too much in belief of what they're saying because who knows when they're really talking to you or when they're acting, right?
Right, yeah, absolutely.
Sometimes,
and
yeah.
By the way, related to this, I'm sure you heard about this, Steve Martin recently just got in trouble over his old music video, King Tut. You remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Walking. Yep.
Yeah. Born in Arizona, moved to Babylonia, King Tut. I shouldn't sing, though. I'm really going to ruin my reputation.
That's one of the best versions I've heard of it. Yes. Go ahead.
I still remember that from decades ago. It was a very funny video, spoof song, and we all laughed at it. But now they're saying he's guilty, Steve Martin is, of cultural appropriation. I mean, these people are just out of their minds.
Absolutely out of their minds. Yeah.
And, you know, these are the same liberals, by the way, who until very recently were preaching tolerance, weren't they? Oh, we should be tolerant. And now that's gone completely out the window. Why? Because they have more power. As Friedrich Nietzsche, who, by the way, was an atheist, not what we would think of today as a traditionalist. He was a German philosopher. As he put it, I'm paraphrasing, Chuck, there are no greater destroyers of freedom than liberal institutions. He said, once liberal institutions become realized, there are no greater destroyers of freedom. He said that, and that was over 100 years ago.
Wow.
Anyway, so getting back to this Chris Pratt, this actor, who is he? Well, he's a former Parks and Recreation and Lego Movie 2 star. I haven't watched either of those works, by the way. And anyway, according to BuzzFeed, he had been called out 13 times in the past for being problematic, quote unquote.
Really?
And that would be a code word for politically incorrect in some way, I guess. But anyway, number 14 would be what we're talking about right now. Now, how did all these LGBT activists get on his case? Well, this is according to Newsweek. It wrote, the discussion appeared to stem from the release of a clip from the upcoming movie Thor, Love and Thunder, on the 18th of April, which showed Pratt's character, Star-Lord, also known as Peter Quill, giving his team a pep talk. He was then seen telling them that if ever they felt lost, they should look into the eyes of the people that you love, at which point titular character Thor, portrayed by Chris Hemsworth, stares intensely into Star-Lord's eyes. Okay, that's according to Newsweek, and in other words, that's an allusion to maybe some same-sex attraction there. And then Newsweek wrote, the clip sparked a strong reaction among fans, some of whom pointed out that Star-Lord had been portrayed as bisexual in a 2020 edition of the Guardians of the Galaxy comic book series. Okay, well, anyway, so these people got upset because they said, well, he's in a movie and they're portraying homosexuality sympathetically, but look at his associations here. I mean, as if these things should have anything to do with each other. Now, in reality,
when I listen to this, it's like you can almost go back to any movie, you know, Jack the Ripper, right? Was that the name of it or whatever? You know, the guy that played it. You know, didn't go out and kill all the women in the city. You know what I'm saying? Are they searching that deep? You know, it's like, my goodness, you know. I might tell a dirty joke here on the air, but that doesn't mean that I'm dirty. Take a shower once a month. You know.
Whether you need it or not, right?
Yes, right. You know, I don't smell. What are you talking about? You know, go to church.
Hey, Chuck.
Wise up.
Yes, that makes you... That makes you an in-fashion man because you're conserving on water and energy, so that's a very good thing. We all need to take showers only once a month.
Yeah, perfect opportunity to warn you people in California that it is coming right around the corner. You can only water your yard now only once a week. Once a week only. You know, normally that's all you would do, but anyway, because of why? Global warming. Yes, okay. Got that out. Thank you very much for giving me that PSA there, Selwyn. Zoe Church. Go ahead.
Yeah. So anyway, getting back to this Pratt fellow, it appears that he attends this Zoe, that's how they pronounce it,
Zoe
Church in Los Angeles. Yeah, I had to look that up. And that appears to be cut from Joel Osteen cloth, if you know what I mean. And that means it's designer religion. That's my view of it anyway, best that I can glean. And, you know, the actor also, he made the necessary apologetic comments, the boilerplate comments about how his church, quote, opens their doors to absolutely everyone, unquote, how he's, quote, a man who believes that everyone is entitled to love who they want, free from the judgment of their fellow man, unquote, and that hate, quote, has no place in my or this world. He made all those comments, but that doesn't matter to the wokesters. That's why I say never really apologize to them. They were attacking him on Twitter, and we know what Twitter's all about, although supposedly if Mr. Musk has his way, Twitter's about to get a lot better. They were basically
saying, but then again, Selwyn, you know, the brand new Ministry of False Information is just around the corner now. You know all about that, right? Homeland Security, they're going to make that they will determine what is fact and what is fiction. So good luck. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's funny because actually I may be writing about that for The New American. I put in that request. Yeah, it's unbelievable. That new entity for monitoring disinformation that the Joe Biden administration has proposed. And this is just insane. And you know what it really illustrates, Chuck? It illustrates how what Elon Musk has done is he has seized control of part of the government's Ministry of Truth. Right. Now, Ministry of Truth, that name comes from the book 1984, which, of course, is about that future dystopian government that's quite despotic. And it has this Ministry of Truth that is all about actually spreading lies and suppressing truth. And this really is what Musk has done. He's seized part of the government's Ministry of Truth. Why do I say that? Because the government has for a long time now been doing an end run around the First Amendment using big tech as a proxy for the suppression of speech. Because
you know what?
Big tech
and
big government,
as we go into this break, and I want you to continue on that, because remember how we always got to hear Trump talking about fake news, fake news? That was the nice word for what you were just describing right there. We're going to be right back with Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American. And you can read all his excellent articles at selwynduke.com. SELWYN Duke.com. And we're going to be right back with more on what he's talking about and more of this excellent article on Watch Out If You Want to Go to Church. That's the short version. Okay? We'll be right back.
These are the sounds of Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club.
Mm, look at this ribeye. You see that ribeye?
Fantastic. Ah, incredible.
This is delicious.
Sausage and lentil soup. Special today. Very, very good.
Look at this garlic bread. Best garlic bread I ever had.
And here's Vic Perino, owner and operator of Columbo's.
A lot of the Italian recipes are my uncle's own recipes. We have a lot of people coming back for his hand-rolled lasagna. We make it basically from scratch. I think ours is exceptional.
Here's Vic on what makes Columbo's different than any other Italian restaurant.
The other thing that sets us apart from other Italian restaurants is that we're an Italian steakhouse. We specialize in our steaks.
Plus, there's more.
We have entertainment 7 nights a week. So they're coming for a lot of reasons to value. Their value per dollar that they're getting, plus coming into a neighborhood-friendly place. That, you know, sometimes we're actually accused of being the melting pot of Eagle Rock.
Columbo's in Eagle Rock on Colorado Boulevard, 323-254-9138. Mangia.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Everybody's talking at me.
Chuck Wilder, CRN, with the one and only Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American, and be sure to check that out also to see all of his latest articles there. Go ahead, Selwyn, and I'm going to let you roll with it here and try not to interrupt, but boy, just you know, I got little speed bumps when I get you on here. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just saying before the break that basically the government for a long time now has been doing an end run around the First Amendment using big tech as a proxy for suppressing speech. And why do I say that? Because for a long time now, big government and big tech have basically been joined at the hip. Now, how does that work? It's very, very simple. One, virtually everyone in big tech is a leftist. You look at Twitter recently, get this, 98.7% of its employees' donations have gone to Democrats. Okay. That's a monolith right there, a left-wing monolith. The second part of this equation, Chuck, is that big tech knows that the Democrats in government will regulate it and hurt it if they don't toe the Democrats, the leftists' line. So, for those two reasons, they do the Democrats' bidding, and that's why this is so dangerous. That's why this is an end run around the First Amendment, and that's why when people say, well, you know, this is no big deal. These are private entities suppressing speech, censoring, not the government. No. At this point, it's a distinction without a practical difference.
Yeah.
Now, I want to say something that's not in my article. This also is not in my article about this actor here who some people want to cancel, want to see fired simply because he had this tangential association with a church that they don't like. Okay. I said years ago something. I cited this writer who talked about how he was visiting Hungary, Chuck, and the tour guide there, he was on a tour, was talking about how the Hungarian communists in Iron Curtain days would deal with Christians. They wouldn't say you couldn't be Christian. He said, no, you could be Christian, you could get your child baptized, so on and so forth, but you couldn't be Christian and be successful. And we're moving towards that situation here. I said many years ago, Chuck, our whole separation of church and state mentality, the perversion of it that we have, where we say, well, you can't have any kind of religious influence in government, which was not at all in accordance with the Founding Fathers' vision. I mean, they opened the first Congress in 1789 with Christian prayers. Mm-hmm. So how could that have been in accordance with their vision? But this whole perversion of the separation of church and state is getting so extreme. Will we reach a point where if you go to church, you're not allowed to vote? I'm serious about
that.
Wow,
you're right.
What would the thinking be? Yeah, it would be, well, if you're going to church and you're Christian, well, then you're influencing government. You're using Christian beliefs, religious beliefs, to influence government via your voting, and that can't be allowed under the separation of church and state. It could really get to that point, as crazy as it may sound to some people. And this is a sign that we're getting closer to it, what's happened with this actor. Now, this is good for him. He has a lot of people rallying to his defense, fans and colleagues, by the way. The director of, what was that, Guardians of the Galaxy, that series, he said, listen, if Chris Pratt ever were kicked off, if he were kicked out, we'd all leave with him. So it doesn't seem that he's going to be canceled anytime soon, Chuck. But here's the thing, as I was just talking about, what about Christianity over the long term? Will it be canceled? Now, understand when I say this that long is not synonymous with eternal. I understand that the truth will out, and at the end of the day, no, big government will lose because, as we say, God wins in the end, and in fact, he has already won because God is outside of time, as hard as that is to wrap your mind around. As Albert Einstein put it, time is, quote, a handy illusion. But what about the long term right now for our country? Well, if you plot our cultural trajectory, it's not looking good. And what I mean by that is that it's like with an asteroid, Chuck. If scientists want to know where that asteroid is going to be, let's say 20 years hence, they plot its trajectory, right? You can do the same thing with the culture. You plot the trajectory, and you know basically where we may be in 20 years unless something upsets the apple cart. So, okay, let's go on with this. You know, in my article, I talk about a liberal, actually, who was complaining about this. He asked in 2015, Damon Linker is his name, why do so many liberals despise Christianity? And he provided two examples, Chuck. One had to do with how liberals back then were really unhappy about what Linker called the prevalence of missionary doctors and nurses in Africa and their crucial role in treating those suffering from Ebola. And they were upset about this, these liberals, even when these missionaries vowed not to proselytize. And Linker cited one leftist who actually wanted to institute, get this, quote, a separation of religion and health care.
All right, hold on right there. Religion and health care. You can pick your own doctor. Oh, sorry. Selwyn Duke's going to be back with the rest of the story in just a moment, and it's selwynduke.com.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Charlie Brown's adorable younger sister, Sally, makes a special relationship with a little dandelion that sprouted on a baseball field, but that may ruin the big game in Snoopy Presents It's the Small Things, Charlie Brown. Now streaming on Apple TV+.
Why, hello, little flower. Do you ever feel like you just don't fit in? Small guys like us, we ought to stick together.
Well, they have stuck together, even two decades after the death of Peanuts creator Charles M. Schulz. This new offering is full of colorful animation that brings the old comic strip to life and wholesome messages about brotherly love and the radical idea that consideration is even more important than baseball. It's only 38 minutes long, rated TVG, of course, but especially for very young viewers, this will be a guaranteed delight. 3 stars for It's the Small Things, Charlie Brown.
You've heard me talk about MyPillow, and now Mike has done it again by introducing his new slippers. I love these. It's taken over 2 years to develop them. They're designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. They're made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. They're made with quality leather suede. Now, for a limited time, Mike's offering them 50% off on his new MyPillow slippers. 50% off. The My slippers are so comfortable. You'll want to get some for the whole family. I wear mine. I look like a movie actor. I look like Robert Davi or Fred Dreyer on a movie set. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use the promo code HORN. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, the MyPillow towel sets, or you can call 800-889-6959 and use the promo code HORN. That's 800-889-6959. Use the promo code HORN, or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code HORN.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN, Chuck Wilder here with my guest, Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American. And so you had two stories, so now we get to the second story, right, Selwyn?
Right, cited by this liberal Damon Linker. He was actually lamenting how other liberals had this antipathy for Christianity. And the second story was it had to do with this small Christian school north of Boston named Gordon College. And, Chuck, it was facing the possibility of having its accreditation revoked, which could be a death sentence for an educational institution. Now, why? Well, get this, because it had, quote, I'm quoting Linker now, chosen to enforce a life and conduct statement that forbids homosexual practice on campus, okay? Now, it didn't matter that this conduct statement, Chuck, also forbade fornication and other types of sexual immorality. The problem was that it didn't provide a special carve-out for homosexual behavior and recognize what I'll call LGBTQ privilege, okay? That alone made it cancellation-worthy. Now, here's the thing about this. This represents a complete attack on the whole Christian model. Understand that. And let me explain why, okay? People will say on the left, these activists, oh, well, you know, they're singling out these Christians or homosexuality. No, they're not. What they're doing is they're upholding what they believe is God's model for human sexuality. And that model has certain prescriptions and certain proscriptions. There are many things that you're not supposed to do and certain things that you can do, okay? Now, if you're going to say, though, homosexual behavior, that's A-okay, you can't turn around with any credibility and say, oh, but other things, fornication, you can't do that. Watching pornography, you can't do that. No, the whole model would then collapse, which, of course, would suit the sexual devolutionaries just fine because they hate that Christian model for human sexuality, don't they? But that's the point. The Christians are not the ones singling out homosexuality. It's just part of that model. It's the sexual devolutionaries who want to single it out, and now so-called transgenderism, for special treatment. It's completely unreasonable. And let's point out, Chuck, that what we're witnessing today was predicted a very, very long time ago by guess who? G.K. Chesterton, who you know I've never cited before,
oh, yeah.
But that great
yeah.
philosopher. Yeah.
Never,
in 1926, In 1926, I believe it was, he said, the next great heresy will simply be an attack upon morality, and in particular on sexual morality. He said, the madness of tomorrow lies not so much in Moscow, but in Manhattan. Mm. That's what he said, and look at where we are now.
Really?
But, yeah, anyway, my point is that now we're further down this woke rabbit hole, and so now what do we see? Well, we see it's not just Orthodox and Orthodox-like institutions and Christian orders that are being attacked, okay? But now it's also, as this actor's plight proves, anyone who even dared ever have an association with them. Now, Damon Linker, that liberal I was talking about, he was complaining about this himself. He said he lamented the loss of, quote, a liberalism of pluralism, unquote. And he also said that we should accept all, quote, human good rooted in traditions and experiences that transcend liberal modernity, provided they don't clash in a fundamental way with liberal ideals. Now, he didn't understand why this was going on, why there was this liberal dislike for Christianity. But you see, there's the rub in what he just said. He said, as long as they don't clash with liberal ideals. What are liberal ideals? Or for that matter, conservative ones. Okay? Remember here, liberalism, and I'm sorry to say, also conservatism are not, and I've said this before in your show, Chuck, are not ideologies as much as they're processes, okay? Liberalism is the process of ever trying to change the status quo. Conservatism is the process of ever trying to preserve the status quo. So as the status quo of the given time and place changes, so will the positions associated with its liberalism and conservatism. Let me just give you a good example. If you go back to the 1950s, here in the United States, Chuck, back then, a conservative was ardently anti-communist. But if you went to the Soviet Union at the same time, a conservative was a communist. Why? Because communism was the status quo there. Okay, so you see, here's the whole thing. Many liberals today, I put this in my article, okay, and Linker should understand this, claim to believe that just opposing homosexual behavior or spreading a religion that historically has hurts people in society. They're wrong, but that's what they believe, okay? In other words, the current liberal principles, if you want to call them that, and they're really just preferences, are different from Linker's. Because, again, liberalism is changing with the times, as it always does. Okay, on the other hand, you have people who believe that encouraging sexual immorality or supporting institutions that do hurts people and society. Okay? Now, I'm moving on to a different subject, but one of these two sides is going to prevail in the culture war. And insofar as that side does, what's going to happen? Well, it's going to stigmatize the losing side using social laws and ultimately perhaps governmental laws, Chuck. Now, why is that? That's because stigmas are the corollaries of values, okay? A writer said this once. I can't remember her name. She wasn't prominent. But she said stigmas are the corollaries of values, okay? To the extent that something is valued by society as positive, what contradicts it will be devalued as a negative. That's how it works, like it or not. Now, I'm telling you this because there's a moral to this story. And that moral is that we in the United States tend to like to embrace this live and let live philosophy. The problem is that when you take that to an extreme where you disengage from the social battles, like the people who'll say, just focus on taxes and the economy. Don't bother me with those social issues. When you do that, it ensures you're going to lose the culture. And here's the money line. If you don't control the culture will control you.
Boy,
that's
well
how it works.
Yeah. Jefferson didn't say that, did he?
No. No, I'll stop there. Maybe I'm going on.
No, he should have, you know, Jefferson.
Yeah.
You know, and it's have you noticed, I made a note, and I said, I got to ask Selwyn if he's noticed this recently. I remember, you know, talking years ago with a guy who he was a coach. He writes for News with Views. Mm. Anyway, he was a football coach, and he was praying with his team, and the ACLU came down on him, right? And they had a big trial and all this stuff, and he won. And it sort of went away. Have you noticed all the football coaches right now that are praying, how they're really coming down on them? They're making a big deal out of it, you know. And I'm thinking, I thought that already been settled, you know. It's up to you. You can do it if you want to, and people can gather around. And there's some football teams, Selwyn, you know, that still will meet after a game. Professional teams, you know, will meet. And both sides will get in there, and they do a little prayer. And it's just strange. Like, it seems like it's popping up more, and I don't think it's a coincidence. I think, you know, somebody's behind it. We got to stop this. My goodness, you know, they've got a big crowd watching this game. And also a lot of TV people watching it. You can't be praying out there. Yeah, where's what's-his-face when we need him, you know, from San Francisco? I'm not even going to mention his name, so there.
Right.
Nice I am.
Gavin
but doesn't it seem like there's more, or is it just me? Seems like I hear it once a week.
You're right.
Some coach.
You're right. Yeah. No, it gets worse over time. And Damon Linker, this is what he was befuddled by. Why do liberals hate Christianity so much? Well, there's an explanation for that. You know, you have to remember that when you're talking about the left, what is it really? What it represents today, modern liberalism, is movement towards moral disorder. These are people who are disconnected from truth, from moral reality. They're moral relativists. They don't believe in truth. Therefore, they have nothing left to govern themselves but emotion, their animal nature, their passions, their appetites. And that's why they attack Christianity, because Christianity's very purpose is to help constrain animal passions and appetites. In other words, these people have an affinity for what Christianity calls sin, and Christianity is saying, no, you shouldn't do that. And they don't want to hear that. They don't want their, quote, fun to be spoiled. So they want to destroy the entity, the faith, that would spoil their fun. That's what's going on here.
And I'm glad I have you on, because I used to have this written down and would quote it many times. And but I remember whenever they came for so-and-so, but I didn't worry about it because I wasn't one of those.
Right.
And goes on and on and on and on. It's going to come that way, and they'll say, gee, what in the world just hit me in the rear end, you know? Passions and appetites, you know, they may go away, and you'll say, gee, you know, I was on your side. Why are you doing this to me? And they say, well, we already took everything from the other people, so now we're here to take it from you. And it could happen in America, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know something? Elon Musk just alluded to this. He just, I think, tweeted this out. He sent the message somehow. He said that the left is converting him from being center-left to being center-right because they have moved so far left. In other words, I think what he was saying is that not that he's changed his positions, but that the left has moved the political spectrum so far left through its actions that now he's at a different point on that spectrum. And yes, absolutely. Liberalism, this leftism, is not going to stop unless we stop it. Like I said, it represents movement towards moral disorder. It will keep on attacking our traditions, our conventions, our institutions, everything that is great and good until all of that is destroyed. And then it will reach a point, though, because as what's-his-name escapes me right now, but there's a saying, if something can't go on, it won't. Okay, this can't go on forever. You can't keep on deteriorating morally forever because the system's going to collapse. So that's going to happen eventually, but the left won't stop until it does. And that's why we should somehow be constraining these people, because they're very, very dangerous. They're moving us, like I said, towards moral disorder. That way lies madness. You want to destroy a society or a person, that's how you do it.
One thing that I admire Musk for is that he said, hey, I want the other side. I want all of you, you know, that disagree to come on here and give it to us. 50-50 would be great. But for some reason, I think it's going to be 70-30, you know, and it's going to be all the complaining coming from the other side for a while. But even that's better than what we're getting, you know, on the other Facebook and all the other things, you know, because they just say, no, we don't want to hear it. No, nothing.
Right.
It might be very well.
Right,
I don't get on Twitter. You do, I think, right?
No, I've actually been under suspension for more than a year. It's unbelievable. I've been in a state of limbo.
I'll call Elon.
Won't delete my account.
Right after the show, I'll call Elon and tell him it's D-U-K-E, right? Did I get that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
No,
yeah.
It's so ridiculous, but Elon Musk is wrong about one thing. He also said recently that he wanted to create a situation, or he would create a situation, where both sides would complain equally about what he was doing. And I don't think that's going to happen, for the simple reason that all conservatives want is a level playing field. All they want is a forum in which everyone can express his beliefs. The left doesn't want that. Why doesn't the left want that? Well, for the same reason why the left never, ever debates. Have you noticed, Chuck, that Ocasio-Cortez, all these people, Barack Obama, it doesn't matter who you pick out of a hat, none of them ever, ever debate anyone on the other side. And why is that? Because they in their hearts sense that their positions do not have a basis in truth. So they know that their beliefs can't withstand scrutiny. So in a way, they're cowards. They know they can't step on the debate stage with someone who really knows what he's doing, because they'd be ripped to shreds. They'd be exposed as the posers, as the liars, the embracers of lies. that they are.
But, yeah. Selwyn, they do know, and they could even be running for president. Let's say you got up there with a guy, then a debater was a guy named Wallace, I think was. And what about the money from the Moscow mayor that was given to your... No, that's nothing. Come on now, you stop interrupting with this. Boy, you talk about the obvious. You're not going to debate Joe Biden. Whatever he says, that's okay. It was, man, I don't think I've ever seen that. You know, it's not that bad. And then there was the time, I guess, when Hillary was running, where she already had all the questions in advance. Man, it's a wonder...
Yeah.
It's a wonder Republicans can win anything, you know, but it's going to all end up good because of three letters, G-O-D. That may have something to do with it. I really believe that. You know what? We've only got about maybe four minutes left total here. And both of the articles that we weren't able to get to, but it's you can read them, of course, listener. But one of them was the Ukraine con, question marks. Weapons sent to the war zone may end up in Russia hands. I don't know. Boy, you know, it's almost like, Selwyn, can we hold up the other one about Hispanic journalists for next week? I'm telling you, you got to read this one. Hispanic journalists, white privilege is a myth. Brown privilege is real. And that's very interesting. You know, we talk about actors and stuff like that. It's sort of like, I guess this lady, was it Sarah Hernandez? Was she the one that was doing all this? You know, she'd go to all the black meetings and, you know, no problem because she's brown. I don't know, but if you're white, watch out. Anyway, when we come back, which one would you like to hit on? Because I know the listeners are interested in both of them. And one of them, of course, very serious. The weapons might end up in Russian hands, all this stuff we're sending over there. So I'll leave it up to you. What would you like to get into for a few minutes? Or would you like to talk about, let's see, what else could there be?
Well, we could talk about my favorite subject, myself.
You know what? We'll talk about Mr. Duke, Duke, Duke. And what does he think of the song when we come back? I know you didn't have a theme song, and then we came up with it, and and now it's like he ain't coming on unless we duke him. So anyway,
I just want to specify. I just want to specify so people don't think I'm too much of a narcissist. You came up with that idea, Chuck, not me, for the song.
All right, we're gonna take that world famous break, and then we'll come back with a conclusion of another great visit with the one and only Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American, SelwynDuke.com.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit Ka'anapaliResort.com. That's Ka'anapaliResort.com.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her, me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills, going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. That's 800-605-1683.
Hi, everybody. Michael Horn from CRNDigitalTalk.com. You know, we provide you with the best in talk radio. 8 channels of talk radio, from radio on the left to radio on the right. Sports talk, business talk, religious talk, Spanish talk. You name it, we've got talk radio for you. All at CRNTalk.com. Well, now we bring you video as well as audio. That's right. Watch your favorite shows like the Fred Dreyer program, What's Cooking Today, What's Cooking on Wine, The Lounge, Richard Nixon Live, and so many other shows on video right at our website, crntalk.com. You can also watch us on Roku. Just search CRN Talk and you can watch us on any Roku TV anywhere in the world. Also on Facebook Live. Just go to facebook.com/CRN Talk. Roku, search CRN Talk, facebook.com/CRN Talk. Check us out on Tiki Live and at CRN Talk too. Video for you talk fans, all from CRN Talk.
I wonder who's coming on. And now it's time for, yes, boy, aren't my guys good there at the studio? You know, here I am miles away, Selwyn.
They're the best.
And it's designed on purpose to be that way, by the way, miles away. Yes. Hey, you know what I did want to mention, because you mentioned a while ago that you hopefully are going to be riding in the New American, yeah, with Alex Newman there, the big guy over there, and I hope you do too, because a lot of readers for the New American and great writers, and Selwyn Duke, co-author of Crimes of the Educators, How It All Started. Yes, so let's talk about Selwyn Duke, shall we?
I think we should talk about the Ukraine weapons situation.
All right, there you go. So, how would it end up in Russian hands? Would it be the other guys are going the other way and the Russians pick it up and take it back to Russia?
Yeah, we're going to have to make this brief, but basically experts such as Colonel retired Douglas McGregor, who's a great guy, often appears on Fox News, he basically said that, one, all the weapons, billions of dollars in weapons that we're sending to Ukraine are not going to make a difference. They're not going to change the outcome of the war. And one reason why, apparently, according to him and some others, is that the Russians are destroying these weapons as soon as they hit the ground. I mean, it does make some sense. The Russians must have good intelligence. They must know where these weapons are going to be. And then there's also been a claim that actually some of these weapons are making it into Russian hands and are being used against the Ukrainians. I mean, this is just absolutely insane. And let me add to this, Chuck, you might have seen this because this was reported on Tucker Carlson last night. But supposedly now, if we got involved in a really big conflict, we would not have enough weapons to wage that war, because all the weaponry we've been losing and giving away. And if that's true, it makes sense, because think about it. We left $83 billion worth of materiel, military hardware in Afghanistan. We're giving away all this weaponry to everyone else, or we're selling it. We're giving away the weaponry to the Ukrainians. And yeah, I mean, at some point you have to think the well's going to run dry. Now, of course, we're going to produce more. And that's the other side of this equation. The weapons manufacturers are going to be getting absolutely rich off this, and they're very, very happy about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I saw that last night on Tucker. You're absolutely right. It's sometimes you'd say, is this a conspiracy against America? And then there's the other factor there, Selwyn, about all of these people in the Ukraine that America is saying, no, we're not going to give you money for this, and the funding for that to keep your thing going. But, however, the ones that seem to have dealings with Hunter Biden are getting the breaks. That's kind of funny, too, isn't it? Funny in a way, really.
A real coincidence, right?
Yeah, it's just a coincidence. Absolutely right. Man, and I'm going to tell you, you know, if ISIS decides to say, hey, we're going to help the Russians, well, like you mentioned, you got all that wonderful equipment. You may want to change the letters USA, because ISIS only has Well, USA only has one S, okay? So they, I don't know if they want to repaint it. Better bet it's good camouflage, that's for sure. Here come the Americans. What? Well, why are they firing at us? Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Biden. Yes. We'll sell one another. Excellent report on your part, and I certainly appreciate it. And look forward to our next visit, sir.
Thank you, Chuck, and God bless.
By the way, let me give you a heads up. Let's see. Oh, it'll be 2 weeks, Friday the 13th. We'll have to double think on that one, won't we? Play it safe. All right. Hey, thank you very much, Slade. Thank you for listening. And please remember that absolutely no animals were injured during the production of this program.